So they always say to take baby aspirin or to take like a low dose aspirin for like heart health. But there's a new study out there that says that's not true.
So I myself had some heart issues a few years ago, and the doctor put me on a temporary aspirin regimen. And now I'm hearing that she may have actively been trying to kill me. This is not that doctor. We welcome Dr. Noelle Mann today, co-director of the Women's Heart Program at Stony Brook University Heart Institute. Doctor, what is this new information, and does it mean that people should be off an aspirin regimen right now?
So it's very, very important to speak to your doctor and find out why you were put on aspirin. So if you have coronary disease, if you have peripheral arterial disease, then yes, you should definitely be taking aspirin. If you've had a prior heart attack, if you have stents, if you've had a bypass surgery, also certain valve replacements also require aspirin. This study mainly speaks to what's called primary prevention, trying to prevent the first event. The change is actually not that new. The evidence has actually been here for a few years, but what the task force did was that they actually commissioned a model to sort of model and take into account many, many different studies to look at what the net benefit or net risk of aspirin in primary prevention would be. And the recommendation now is if you're aged 40 to 59 and you're at high risk of having heart disease, and that's considered greater than 10% in 10 years, is that the indication or the net benefit of aspirin is small, but there. And if you're at increased risk for bleeding, then it requires a discussion with your physician on whether you would want to take aspirin. People should not stop aspirin if they're on it without speaking to their physicians, because there's other reasons that you may be on an aspirin. So that's sort of my big take home. Don't stop it until you speak to your physician or your cardiologist.
Doctor, one last question. If somebody's having a heart attack, I've been told or we've heard before that you should give them an aspirin if you can right away. Is that still true?
Yes, definitely. If you're having chest pain, you feel that you may be having a heart attack, definitely chew an aspirin, not swallow it.
Oh, chew it. Sometimes it just tastes like chalk. Dr. Noelle Mann, she's the co-director of the Women's Heart Program at Stony Brook University's Heart Institute. Thank you.
You're welcome.